Stephen, we're going to start with you. Stephen Collins of G-Sage Capital. Tell me, I know it has something to do with capital, so you better break it down for me. Tell me about G-Sage Capital and exactly what you guys do.
Sure. G-Sage Capital is a brokerage firm that puts together commercial loan packages for small, medium, and large-sized companies in the metro Atlanta area and throughout the Southeast. Our goal is to take a consulting approach in putting the type of commercial loan packages together. Then we seek out the lending sources, which can be a conventional banker, could be SBA lender, hard money lender, bridge lender, or private money lender. And we present that to various lenders throughout the United States here to accomplish the single goal, which is to put a commercial loan on the table for our client.
That sounds like something you didn't just walk in off the street and start doing day one. So tell me a little bit about your background in the financial industry that you bring to G-Sage Capital.
Sure. I've been in the financial industry since 1989. Wow, telling my age now.
You were 12.
I was 12. Basically, I started off as an ag lender and then moved up to a commercial credit analyst and then ended my career in 99. With SunTrust Bank as a corporate lender. So I have a background in that as well as commercial insurance.
Now, when it comes to being a commercial lender, and you mentioned the word broker, not every time someone in a business is going for a loan, are they sitting with a broker? What makes you different as a broker than, say, just going to one of those banks and just walking in?
Sure. When you walk into a single bank, you're going to get a single response. When you walk into G-Sage Capital, you're going to get a variety of responses. So also, I was on the other side of the table. I was a commercial lender at one time, so I speak the language.
That's important. That's very, very important. So what type of products, you know, you've said lending, and so a lot of people think, oh, that's a loan. But when it comes to commercial lending, there's a lot of different type of products. Give us a 45-second spectrum view. No, I'm just kidding. Without getting lost in the weeds, give us some idea of the spectrum of type of products.
Sure. It's a loaded question, but I'll go for it. Right now, SBA loans. It could be an acquisition of a business. It can be an acquisition of a building. It can be working capital to expand the operations of the company. Right now, prime's at 3.50. Obviously, after when the Feds meet, it's going to probably go up another 50 basis points. But right now, SBA loans are very popular with startup companies, existing companies right now. So we're doing a lot of SBA loans. Then we do a lot of conventional loans. The best way to describe this are non-SBA loans. And again, that can be acquisition of a building, additional capital needing to expand inventory production, and so forth. It's all depending what the risk is.
One of the things you do, obviously, in a consultative role and being a broker is you kind of do the shopping for people. Do you encourage all the business owners listening today, would you encourage that even though they come to a broker that it's something you might want to shop around? Or is it when you find one person who can find the right product for you? And is it more that when you do that consultation, you show them all the different options they have and show them why the one, you know, this one is the best or these two are the best that you need to choose from?
Sure. It's all depending, too. Some brokerage firms will have you sign a contract agreement or a fee agreement. It can extend from 30 days to 60 days. My suggestion, no matter if you go with G-Sage Capital or another reputable broker, be married to that person and allow them to do their job because they are going to provide variety to the table.
Especially a broker who can shop the market and find the right product and the right rate, that kind of stuff, rather than, again, if you walk into the bank and you're only getting one option, that's when you jump around and look for other things. Okay, so we're speaking with Stephen Collins of G-Sage Capital. And when it comes to lending, I asked you about the different types in the spectrum, and you said it was a loaded question, so I'm going to take that. And I'm going to say that based on the fact that I asked you a loaded question, I'm betting there's a lot of misconceptions. I bet there's a lot of misunderstandings, or I think I know the market, but I really don't know the market. What are some of the biggest misconceptions or the biggest misconception when dealing with a commercial loan brokerage firm?
The biggest misconception with a commercial loan broker is they come across as if we're magical. We're going to the same banks, but we're doing a ton of banks at one time rather than one bank. The same bank is going to require the same documentation and putting in that commercial loan package together. And that's where we come into play and consult and put that together for our clients.
When you say magical, though, that misconception, you're saying, you know, it
easy money.
Okay. I want $5 million at 1% interest over 50 years.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Why can't you find that for me? Yeah. Okay.
I try to tell people, view your commercial loan broker as a traffic cop. He's directing traffic.
Right. Just and so let me ask about that. So we've kind of talked about shopping or looking around for the best potential product for a client. Okay, we choose a product. How does GSH Capital help in that, the paperwork, the getting everything prepared? What are some of the steps after we've chosen to go after this loan? How are you going to help them close it and get to the end of the process?
Sure. What we do is I'll send out an email. Let's use, for example, an SBA loan. Let's use the example that they're acquiring a business. There are certain SBA forms that need to be filled out for that business. I will put that together for them. Obviously, they'll complete it, but I will guide them and consult them in putting that. Then there's other required documents like financial statements, tax returns, personal financial statements that we have to put together, business evaluations, projection formulas, and I'll have all that for them easy to do.
You're a loan babysitter. Is that a fair term I just came up with?
That's a new term. Yeah, I like it.
Hashtag
loan babysitter. I'm going to use it.
Yeah. That's free marketing from Business Radio X to you, Stephen Collins of GSH Capital. Now, GSH Capital, this is you are the CEO, president of GSH Capital.
That's correct.
Okay. So how did you didn't start that from day one. You told us a lot of your background. What made you come to the decision to kind of start your own firm and be the head honcho?
I've been in the banking industry for a pretty long time. I still am well connected, specifically here in the Metro Atlanta area, and I would still get calls, can you help me put a loan package together? Do you know any other bankers that you dealt with in the past that may help me with the situation? So basically put a business together based on that philosophy.
And how you kind of came back to this, you kind of came back into it and headed up GSH Capital. How has lending to businesses changed in the last, I mean, you said 89, so you can go all the way back to that if you want, but it's, and I guess, you know, so many, you know, people are saying how so much changed with COVID, so much changed with the financial, the Great Recession of 2008. So what's different now than before?
Well, in the past, it used to be a handshake and good character.
Right.
And now it's financial numbers, ratios, and are we going to survive? So I go back to the date when the Lehman Brothers crumbled to the ground and everything. And that's when credit analysts were coming back into play and thorough marketing analysis, thorough financial analysis were being done in order to approve a loan. So it's a lot more detail.
We don't need to go too far down this rabbit hole, but I will say, you know, the handshake and the character, that only got you so far, and it turned out that maybe some of the character and some of the handshakes weren't as solid as they should have been, and so the analysts are there. But I would imagine at GSage, along with the numbers, here's where the loan babysitting and the you'll walk them through step by step. That's where the character comes back into play, is helping them go through that process.
That's correct. Yeah. And also translating the lender language to the borrower, the borrower language to the lender.
So you're a babysitter, you're a translator. I would imagine there's counseling that goes on. Goodness gracious. Do you have a good cup of coffee when they come into the your office as well?
Very strong.
very good choice of words there by Stephen Collins of GSH Capital. Okay, so let's talk about let's finish up kind of talking about the lending market today. What's the biggest demand today for a commercial loan request other than the magical loan that doesn't exist, the unicorn loan that everybody that we talked about earlier? What's the biggest demand today?
The biggest demand today is the acquisition of businesses, specifically in the franchise world. You're seeing a lot of people leaving corporate and they want to do something fun. So they're starting up or buying into a franchise, and that's where we come into play to help them. The other thing is real estate. They're not making it anymore. And right now there's a huge demand for investors, owner-occupied businesses. They're gobbling up real estate right now. So for right now, this is what we're doing.
And so let me just throw it out there. So we have a lot of business owners and business leaders who are listening, and I'm sure a lot of them have gone through a commercial loan already. But speak a little bit to that business owner first time. They've been in business a few years. They're making some profit. They're looking to make that expansion, whether it's through a real estate or through an acquisition of another, another firm or, you know, whatever it is. Talk to them. What do they need to do before they even call you that would make your job easier, that would make them a better candidate for a potential loan?
To have a thorough business plan in place, documented. Lenders love to hear a story. And they love to have numbers, even if they're pro forma numbers, to back up that story. And majority of the time when I have a borrower or client that comes in already with a business plan in place, 9 times out of 10, we're closing that deal.
When you say thorough, again, you use the word strong with coffee, and now you've used the word thorough with business plan. I want our listeners to take note of that, especially those first time potential lenders. Thorough doesn't mean I got my vision on a piece of paper. This is a thorough, full blown. Everybody can find those templates. Everybody can find the, I think Microsoft Word has a business plan that you can pull up and fill in your blanks. I mean, that's what you mean. The more detailed, the better.
That's correct. When I define thorough, 9 times out of 10, that business plan was done by a CPA or somebody who has an accounting background or a CFO background, which is a third party that put together for you for me to present.
When it comes to, last thing I'll say, when it comes to commercial lending, there's not a ton of commercials on TV or on the radio or in your favorite podcast, but I think sometimes it's, oh, call us and we'll get you this, we'll get you that. I hope everybody is hearing the thoroughness of your interview. I hope everyone's hearing the professionalism. There's some industries, it's like there's not much difference other than service. I would imagine in commercial lending, there's some big differences in who people can work with. Am I overstating that? Am I hyping that too much? In other words, be careful of who you call. I asked earlier about shopping around. When you find somebody that's thorough, when you find somebody that's going to be professional and kind of help you through the process, are there some horror stories of people going to get commercial lending?
Yes.
And you don't need to name any names because you won't do that. So the key is to be thorough in their investigation of who they want to work with, and that should be GSage Capital.
That's correct.
Yeah, that wasn't a question. That was just me giving you a testimonial. I guess where I was going with it is in commercial lending, there's a huge difference, right, between the shysters and the people who do their job poorly and then the really good lenders that know what they're doing. And you're clearly on one side of the aisle. So take your time and find the right person to work with. Well, we got him in the right here in the studio. Do you work just in the Metro Atlanta area, Gwinnett area? How far can you go?
We can go all over the United States.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. So your search has ended. You need to contact GSage Capital. So how do people get in touch with you? How do people take that first step with GSage Capital?
Sure. They can reach me on my number at 770-862-2464, or they can email me at gsagecapital.com.
Fantastic. And that email is scollins.
I'm sorry.
At gsage.
I was giving the website.
Listen, I gave you free marketing with hashtag commercial loan babysitter. So scollins@gsagecapital.com. Stephen Collins, thank you so much for being here.